Operators of the country's first and only medically supervised injecting centre say pregnant women should be allowed to access the service. The King's Cross Centre was set up nearly 16 years ago after a huge spike in the number of fatal heroin overdoses. Under the state government laws, pregnant women and people under 18 are prohibited from entering the facility. Lindy Kerin reports.
Mary Harrod is the public face of the New South Wales Users and AIDS Association, and she has her own story of drug addiction.
I had started injecting heroin probably, you know, a year before I found out I was pregnant, and I didn't realise that I was pregnant, fully realise it for a while.
She says she kept using heroin and found it extremely difficult to get help.
You're just crazy worried about it. You're in this bind of where you can't stop using street drugs. Because if you go and seek treatment, you're putting yourself in the hands of authorities who are often, you know, maybe they're there to help you, but maybe they've got another agenda, which is, you know, the typical one where people that use drugs are, like, inherently bad and evil. And you internalise that and you believe it.
Under its licence conditions, the centre in King's Cross is banned from helping pregnant women. But the medical director of the facility, Dr. Mary-Ann Jauncey, says that needs to change.
It's not about encouraging drug use by any stretch of the imagination. But in that situation where a woman is pregnant, the danger comes from her stopping suddenly, because that will cause her body to go into acute withdrawal, and that is what has the most negative effect on the pregnancy.
Together with a group of specialists working with pregnant women who are using drugs, Dr. Jauncey will today meet with the minister responsible for the injecting centre to argue the case.
What we want to do is acknowledge the reality that, unfortunately, this is the case for a small number of people. But if that woman is already using drugs, if that woman is already injecting drugs, already dependent on heroin, and on the day in question has already been able to purchase the drugs, and then she's made it to the only place in the country where she can stay safe, are you telling me at that point, actually, as a health facility, the best thing we can do is to turn her away? No.
When she was heavily pregnant, Mary Harrod found a treatment place where she wasn't threatened with losing her child.
I had a managed withdrawal program in hospital while I was pregnant, so the baby was born without a dependency.
Mary says things worked out well for her, but that's not always the case.
I'm white, I'm educated, I come from a middle-class family. And the people that these kind of restrictions and rules hit hardest are the most marginalized people. You know, they're the ones that are most likely to go to prison, to lose their children. And if I had lost my child, you know, I really don't know what situation we'd be in today. I doubt very much he would have just graduated from Harvard.
Mary Harrod from the New South Wales Users and AIDS Association speaking to Lindy Kerin.